I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Fields of solar panels are popping up across the U.S., and they can provide more than just clean energy.
If we design them thoughtfully with pollinator-friendly plants instead of like a traditional turf grass or gravel, those sites can really do double duty as a restored habitat.
Andy Grinstead of the Pollinator Partnership says bees, butterflies, and other pollinators are critical for the health of ecosystems and the survival of food crops. But a lot of pollinator habitat has been destroyed. So his group helps landowners and solar developers create new pollinator habitat under and around solar panels. A diverse mix of plants helps attract different species.
For example, milkweed is an essential host plant for monarch butterflies. There's coneflowers and bee balm that provide nectar and nesting habitat for bees. There's goldenrods that bloom late into the season when food is scarce and pollinators really need it.
Deep-rooted native plants also help the soil absorb more water, reducing runoff and erosion. And though establishing pollinator habitat costs more upfront than planting grass, Grinstead says it can save money over time on mowing and maintenance. So there are many benefits to transforming the ground around solar panels into habitat buzzing with life. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Welcome to Modern Jazz Today with your hosts Kerry Gaffney
and Jeff Williams,
where we will focus on the ever-evolving landscape of today's jazz, traversing the genre and presenting what's new, what's groundbreaking, and where it's happening, right here and only here on Modern Jazz Today.
This is Modern Jazz Today with your host, Kerry Gaffney and Jeff Williams, inviting you to go visit our website at www.modernjazztoday.com. Coming up on the queue is Aretha Tillotson from the album Kinda Out West, the track Jill of All.
Thank you.
tuned in to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Enrique Anene. The album is called Conceivable Directions, and we'll check into Inconceivable Truth. Then Andy Navalla. The album's called El Rumón. We'll check into the track Isn't She Lovely. Then up next would be Valeria Stewart. The album is called Races. We'll check into the track Ensueños. Let's dig in. Listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up first is Santi de la Rubia. He was born in Valencia in 1984. It was his father that fostered the love of jazz. In 2002, he finished his professional degree of classical saxophone with honors, moving that same year to Barcelona to study jazz at the School of Music of Catalonia. He's got a new album called Broken Line. We'll dig into the track, Hendo's World.
Thank you.
The innovative Vancouver, British Columbia jazz quintet, Tony Koch and the Alt News Band, has a new album out called Uber Chill. It is a collective of original compositions with ultra-hip lyrical melodies, rich harmonies, and dynamic fusion grooves. We're going to take a listen to Who Wants Kool-Aid?